Thank you, Mr. President. Zimbabwe welcomes and thanks the delegation of Côte d'Ivoire for their report. During the period under review, Côte d'Ivoire developed a national plan of action to implement the recommendations that it received during the second cycle review. Furthermore, a national development plan for the period 2016 to 2020, whose strategic pillars include strengthening the quality of institutions and good governance, accelerating the development of human capital and the promotion of social well-being, was adopted. The government has also put in place measures designed to, inter alia, protect the rights of persons in vulnerable situations, such as those with disabilities and albinism. My delegation recommends that Côte d'Ivoire, one, consolidate existing measures to promote gender equality and women's empowerment, and two, accelerate the ongoing process to harmonize national legislation with the provisions of international human rights treaties. I thank you, Mr. President.